Before we get to the team, what did you think of your debut tonight? How did it feel?
It was good. It was good to get out of the way. I think I didn't sleep that much last night. But slept good overnight, and then this afternoon I didn't sleep a wink. I think it was just more anxious nerves and excitement, but I'm just happy once I got that first shift out of the way, and then to me it just, you know, I feel like home. I went back on the ice just playing with the guys.
Plugging into that power play, it looked effortless. Why did it look like that?
I mean, it's easy when you're playing with good players like that, that you know where they're going to be, you know where they're going to move it, and you have multiple options. And like I said, I played with Wheels before, so me and him have played that down low half wall interchange position. And then when you have, you know, three shooters, it's tough to defend, and you know, it's hard to defend against. And you know, if they take away the low plays, then we got the high plays. You know, Patty got a couple of shots there in the first power play, and then you know, once they took that away, then Scheif was open.
You gave the fans a lot of excitement tonight. What did you guys need to do to close that game out?
I don't know. it's a whirlwind for me. So there's, the goals happen quick. So sometimes there's a couple big momentum changes, you know, whether it's after they score a goal, you know, it's really cliche-ish, but that next shift really does mean a lot. Or, you know, we score a big goal, and then I think a couple of times after we scored a goal, they came back and scored right away. And that's stuff like that that you want to kind of get out of, like, take away from your game.
How was the atmosphere?
Oh, it was good. It's good. I've been in, I played in different buildings, loud buildings. I think when you're on the road, you don't realize it's loud. When you're at home and they're rooting for you, you realize how loud it is. But I think the opponent you played, I think the crowd was into it. It was, you know, it's two good teams going at it right there, you know, in my mind. And, you know, there's no easy games, but I think when you play Nashville, who's playing as good as anyone in this league, you know, it's going to be a tough matchup, and that's what it was.
Your opinion of Laine and Ehlers playing with them instead of against them?
Nothing changes. I think you got one guy that can fly and kind of creates room by backing off the D, or if not, then he'll just beat him wide. And then you have another guy that seems very poised, very effortless when he has the puck. And you know, it seems like time almost slows down when he gets the puck. And whether it's in D zone making plays, whether it's in the O zone, or you know, on the forecheck, he uses his body in a smart way where you know, he's a big boy, so he kind of blocks it off, and has, you know, the puck doesn't seem to leave his stick. So I think there's a few times where we just kind of we're kind of like half a second behind on each other or ahead of each other, or we didn't read each other. But you know, I think the more you play with those guys, I think the more you know where each guy's going to be.
I know you would have liked a different result, but you've been smiling this entire time that you've been talking with us. How are you feeling right now?
I feel you want the win. You know, the team's been playing well, and you come here and you know, I say it's true. That's, you know, if you're minus four and you win 5-4, you know, you're happy with it, because, you know, it's a team game. But I knew it was going to be a tough challenge, and, you know, just, you know, happy with my play, you know, but there's obviously, you know, parts where it could have been better, and you know, I'm always going to critique myself like that. But I think in the end, I kind of judge our play by, you know, getting wins or losses, or, you know, at least forcing that point and getting that extra point over time.